We did mention in the past a beautiful Ha'ara, a fascinating insight by Rav Avraham Shor in his Halakha Ha'aliba Ba'Godo Shel Pesach. And he's citing Rav Yehuda Gurvitz from Gateson, who says, why is it that when we get to the end of the Seder, we're at the end of the Ha'Godo Shel Pesach, how are we going to end? We got to end with a big bang. So how do we end? We get the family together. Okay, kids, everybody's around. Echon Miyodea, who knows what? Okay, who knows? Echad, Lokeinos, Shemayim, Arts, who knows? Two, Shnei Lachos, Abris, three, we're going back to first grade, it's back to Cheder again. Who knows? Three, tell me one kid at the Seder doesn't know that the three stands for the Avos and the four stands for the Imalos, and even if they have no idea what they're saying, but we all put it to a niggin, and three is the mamas, and three is the papas, and four is the mamas, and everybody knows, and five is Chamisha, Chamshay, this is the end of the Seder. A night that the Gro says over 16 mitzvahs, that we have more mitzvahs than the night of the Seder. This is a night when we don the kittel because it's like a Bechinas Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur. It's not only that, Orchad. So we have the Kiddush, Yadayim, and Raglayim, and Mamash washing ourselves and cleansing ourselves. One of the holiest nights of the year. We finish with the bang. Okay, everyone around the table. One, two, three. What's going on here? So he explains, Rogowitz writes, the idea is that the true test, did you have a successful Seder? Did you really maximize this unbelievable night? Just like in the world of psychology, we want to know what makes you tick. What are you thinking about? So what does the therapist do? Therapist shows you the card. Okay, here's the card. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Oh, I can do chesed. I can achnos es orchem, yonis and steif as a tshuva. You give somebody a ride in your car, you're makai in the mitzvah, achnos es orchem. Or, I can't wait to get the new Lexus, the new Bentley, the new Lamborghini. Someone told me they're going on vacation off of Pesach, they're going to Florida, and they found a place you could rent the Lamborghini for $1,500 a day. I got plenty of good things you can do for $1,500. Give the money to the white show. I'll give you a nice little scooter. I'll give you a pair of roller skates and I'll have a good time. The $1,500, so one day I show you the car, what do you think of? Right, so Rav Gurwitz, if I hold up a one at the end of the Seder, one might have meant something else. You know what one means at the end of the Seder? There only is one in your world, in your psyche, in your dimension, and what is that? That one is God. And if I hold up a two, you know what two is? Not how many cars you have in the driveway. Not how many different apartments. You know what two is? There only is one two. Shnei l'chos abris. And you know what the three is? It's the gimel avos and the four of the imos and the five is chamishim shato. That's all you're thinking of at the end of the Seder. That's your one and that's your two and so on and so forth. So we talked about that the other year and people came over to ask me, okay, Rabbi, but you know, it's still not the last song. It's still not the way we end. Okay, so let's address that this year. We get to the very end. It's a nice part, and that's the last test. I held up the cards, I held up the numbers, and I want to know, what are you thinking about? This is the test. But now we get to the end, and we all finish over. Chagadi, okay, now let's take out the Dr. Seuss, Lahavdil Alfei Havdalos. Let's take out the kids' books, you know, Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Okay, let's talk about the deer, and we'll talk about the cat who ate up the goat, and we're talking about the dog who ate up the cat, and our stick and a shochet. Okay, let's go back. We made it past first grade. We knew one and two and three, and now we're making it to second grade. And now we got stories, and we're back, and we're conjuring up images. We got cats, and we got dogs, and we got bulls. And what's going on over here? This is the end of the holiest night of the year. What's Chaganyal? What's it all about? So perhaps we can address one idea about why that's at the end. In order to get to the end, we have to know that we really have a shift midway in the Seder. When we, Rabbi Pelkiewicz and I, spoke in past years about breaking up part one and part two, and we came to somewhat of a mutual agreement that it's more or less Rang Gamliel. Yeah, at the end of Magen, Gamliel said, if you don't have Pesach, Matzah, or Leyotze, Yechavasu, etc. But I'd like to make a shift in that way of thinking. The same way I believe, Lefi Anias Daiti, that we begin the Seder with the 15 mentions of Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, etc. We begin with 15 ideas. Rites of Alexander, Ziskin, and Yisoda, Shoshoda, there are Inyamin, Niskovin, Beyosim, and Elomim, hidden secrets, and Sodin, Chochmasak, Kabbalah. That's why it's an Indian. And we're starting out the Seder. I mentioned Kadesh, Bepeh, Moli. And I mentioned Urchatz, and I mentioned Karpas. There's a tremendous Segula and Alpi Kabbalah to mention these ideas. But if you think about it, it's not the only 15 in our Seder. We start the Seder with a mention of these 15 highlights of what we're about to start out and do. But then we have a section called Dayenu. Dayenu, somewhat close to Rami Gamliel. Kama malas tovas lamokam aleinu ilu otzionim yimitzayim etc. Until we conclude with number 15. Livnos to build Lobono Lobono Lano as base of Achira. We have again 15 mindless Lathinius Daiti. We started the Seder with the 15 mentions of Kali, Shurchats, etc. And now we're starting a new shift in the Seder with another Indian of 15. In fact, the Avudram writes, why do we have 15? Why do we even call them Milos? Tell me, Kama Devorim, Kama Nisim, Kama Niflos. Why is the choice terminology Kama Malos Tovos? Milos? See, he says it's connected to Shir HaMalos of David HaMelech. And what did the Shir HaMalos, the 15 Kapitulach, entitled Shir HaMalos Keneged? Zok the Avudram, Rabbi David Avudram, in his Perish Al HaSidr, Keneged, the 15 steps leading up into the base of Ikdosh. And what is the idea of the 15 steps? The idea of the 15 steps, writes Tamar Shon Sukkah, is corresponding to the Yud and the Hey, the Tziruf, the union and the synthesis of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Famous Gemara Maseches Menachos Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis Kivakah Hashem Tzur Olamim writes the Maral in the Chiddush Agodas Menachos Chav Tes Olam Hazeh, as the Gemara tells us, was created with the Yos Hey, and Olam Haba is created with the Yos Yud. Kivakah Hashem Tzur Olamim, we have two worlds, and the job of life in this world is to unite and to synthesize Olam Hazeh Mitzad Echad with Olam Haba Mitzad Sheni. With the goof mitzad echad, the material you and the physical, mundane you, the goof, with the spiritual, ruchniyistik you, the neshama. And the neshama bebechinas, the yud, the only letter in the alapes that doesn't sit on the line, it's not here. It's above this world, it's above the line, it's thus automatically the smallest letter in the alapes. It's almost invisible, we just need a mere representation, so we have a drop, a little spillage of ink on a piece of paper, and that represents the yud, the smallest, because it's kilo, it's not here, it's keneged olam haba, the only letter that's not on the line, that is the yud, it's keneged the maral, the kabbalah, the say keneged the zero, which scientists corroborate is the smallest cell in the human body, the sperm cell, and the largest cell in the human body is the female egg cell. The woman is the Isha, she has the Hey, she's Olam Hazeh. The man is the Ish, he gets the Yud with his Eish. Woman gets the Hey with her Eish, she is the Isha, she is Olam Hazeh. She controls Bava Metzia and Atesam and Allah. Who controls the decisions in the house? And Kashmir, it's the woman. She's Olam Hazeh, she's in charge. She makes the breakfast, lunch, and dinner. She cooks for Pesa. She knows the house, she knows Olam Hazeh. She balances the checkbook much better than her husband. And the man, he's always thinking in the stars, he's going to be a millionaire. The woman says, look, honey, stop dreaming. Just put food on the table for me already. And man, as his head is in the stars, he's the yud. He is the ish. He's olam haba. He's a machshava. He's commanded to learn Torah Shabbat, which is rooted, revolved all around machshava. And that's the yud and hey. And the job of life is bring the two together. Marsha says 15 steps separating this world and the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because what did the Beis HaMikdash represent? It represented that utopian realm of the synthesis, the beautiful, the gorgeous union of Olam Hazeh Mitzad Echad, of Gashmius Mitzad Echad with Ruchnius with Olam Hazeh Mitzad Sheni. And thus you go up 15 malas. What's 15 malas? The Kohanim, in fact, would blow the chatzaitzus, they would blow the trumpets on step number 5 and step number 10. Why? To symbolize that it's about the tziruf, writes to Marshan Sukkah, of the 10 and the 5. That's why they stopped Medavka on step number 5 and step number 10, because the idea, the underpinnings of what 15 milas are all about is when you go from this world into the base of Mikdash, it's derech the ma'var, it's through that passage called 15 steps. When you join Olam Hazeh with Olam Haba, you join Gashmius and Ruchnius. What does the base of Mikdash take? The best gold and the best silver and the best copper and the best kalim in the world and get the best marble and make the most beautiful, the grandest edifice you've ever imagined in your entire life. Put all the money, all your best money goes into this, and all the ruchnius. This is the makam avoda, this is the base havachira, this is the pinnacle of creation, the base hamikdash, the tziruf, that gorgeous synthesis of ruchnius and gashmius of olam haz and olam haba, that can only be separated from our mundane, purely materialistic world, al yaday, the conduit through the means of 15 steps. 5 and 10 come together, we pass these 15 steps, we've now entered a world where the entire existence inside a Beis HaMikdash is a day-to-day experience, bechush, with your senses of this synthesis of machshava and maisa, of ruchnius and gashmius, of guf and nesham. Memela, Rav Pelkovich Shlita mentioned Rav Chalap. Now, Chalap talks about the idea of the synthesis of Guf and Neshama in a number of places throughout his Sifrei Meimara. I actually had this chus just this morning. I'm sitting with a grandson in my office of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap. Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap wrote a whole series, 18 volumes, called Meimorim. And this grandson just redid the Haggadah Shel Pesach Meimorim. And we've been discussing how it's such a shame a lot of people don't learn Meimorim. And a lot of people associate Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap with Rav Kook. And we were talking about how so many people misunderstood and still misunderstand Rav Kook. And they misunderstand Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap. And he was mamish, he was in pain so many years of his life, how people didn't have the galus of what it means to build up Eretz Yisrael and to bring Torah to Eretz Yisrael. And these Sfarim are unbelievable Meimorim. So I want to share with you one idea from Meimorim, and we'll plug it in and develop a thesis for tonight. Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap says that the Geula always takes place al yaday two individuals who are mofia biyachad. They appear at the same time. Now, we mentioned a beautiful remez of the Vilna Gaon in Pinim Shulchan Aruch in the end of Shalach, when Hashem says, Mocho Emcha Zecha Molech. So the Gro asked the Kasha, why the Kfeila Saloshan, the double terminology, Mocho Emcha? Ella must be to subtly allude to the fact that the Mechias Amolech, the eradication and erasure of Amolech throughout history, will always take place through the means of those individuals alluded to in the Osios Emcha, Aleph Memcha Seh. First destruction, Perek Yitzayin, the end of Bishalach. How did we destroy Amalek with the Tziraf of Aharon Moshe Chur on the mountaintop? And hey, stands for Hashem. That's Emcha, Aleph Memcha, say Aharon Moshe Chur Nasheh. And in the story of Purim, we had Esther, Mordechai, Charvona, Megam Chavon, Zochatov, and hey, it's for Hashem. And Losalovo, Eliyahu, Hanovi, Mem, Mashiach, Mashiach, Medev, Mashiach, and Yosef. Ches, Sukkun, and Bezim, and Bez stands for the Ches Nesichim. Writes to Marsha, in whose merit Mashiach will be able to come and bring us to Achros HaYomim, and finally the Hay for Hashem. That's the Vilna Gaon. The rights of Yaakov Moshe Chalap. Let's work with the first Gula and the last Gula. And why should we focus on those two? Because we have an explicit Merish that Taka does precisely that. To Medrash at the end of all the Nevi'im, Chagai, Zechari, Malachi, to Yalkut Shimoni, the very last shtickle in Yalkut Shimoni, Perek Gimel Malachi, which remember is the Haftarah for Shabbos HaGadol. This is how we go into Pesach. We know the Gemara at the end, the first Perek in Brochus Yibbeis and Beis, that will have Nisim by the Gula Asida, which will be Meshachas, which will be so awesome, so overwhelming, and so convincing, so unbelievable and spectacular, they'll make us forget about those Nisim, those miracles that accompany Yetzias Mitzrayim. We had the first Gula, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we'll have a final Gula, Ayyaday, leaving this Golus of Edom and Esav and Romi and entering into a world of Mashiach and Achris Hayom. So the Yalkut says as follows, writes Rav Chalap in his Meimor. Amr Yisrael, Klai Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Begola Rishayin Eksid, the Pasuk says, and it's a quote from Tehillim, when David in Kapitel Kofei recounts the miracles and many of the plagues and Nisan that accompanied Yetzias Mitzrayim, so he writes in Kofei and Pasach Chavov, Sholach Moshe Avdo Aaron Hashem Rechabo. Hashem, you sent us two special people, two prized messengers, Moshe Mitzanechan and Aaron Mitzancheni. So now, Shlach Li Avshnayim Kenegdam, Hashem, please, you sent me two by the first Gula. Send me another two by the Gula Achreina, as David says earlier in Tehillim. And this is from Kapitel Mem Gimel Pasek Gimel. Shlach Orcha V'amitcha. Send your light and send your Avemitcha and the truth. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hineni Mishaleach, I will send Shenemar, the end of Malachi, and that's why the Medrash is here at the end of Malachi. Hine Anochi Shalech Lechem Esili Anobi Harei Echad. And the Sheni, the second one is, Hine Avdi Et Mechbo Bechiri Rastanashi, that's talking about Mashiach. Zok the Medrash, we cry out to Hashem in the midst of our Golos, and we say, Hashem, you sent us two special messengers, Moshe and Aaron. You know what? We want to get out of this Golos as well. Send us another two messengers. And Hashem says, no problem, I'll send you the two. And who are the two? Eliyahu HaNovi Mitzad Echad, Hine Anochi Shelech Lemes Eliyahu HaNovi, and Mashiach, that is Mashiach Abdecha Mitzad Shein. And now we go back to Rav Chalap. Chalap says, why do we need to? He says, because a gula means tzad aguf, and a gula means tzad nefesh. A gula means tzad the gashmius, and a gula means tzad the ruchnius. We were subjected to these abject, oppressive conditions for a duration of redu, 210 years. And as the base, Levi is Maruch and so many others, it wasn't just the physical slavery and the human bondage. Certainly it was accompanied by what? By spiritual destruction. And we fail, as the Malachi Asheris pointed out, Halolo Ovdi Avarazara, Halolo Ovdi Avarazara, we'd sing, Chazal told us, until the Memtesh Shari, tumor to the lowly nadir, to the bottom of the abyss of all depravity and all impurity and corruption, etc. We're in the lowest. It was a spiritual golus and it was a physical golus. Now that we had Moshe and Aaron, why did we need two? And because Aaron and Kohen, as the Mishnah and Novus tells us in Alfia Beis, he would intermingle amongst the masses. He would be down here with the common folk, and he would tell us what? He would be Oiv Shalom and Rodiv Shalom, Oiv Asabriyus and Makar from the Torah. He makes Shalom Ben Ishla, Re'eo Ben Ishla, Ishto. He is the one dealing with the masses. When Moshe is at the top of our Sinai, to whom are they going to turn when they want to make an eagle? To the one who everybody knew. Everyone knew as a friend, as a chaver, someone who spent his hours involved. Besoch Ami Anochi Yoshev, as that's Aaron HaKohen. He took us out of the Gashmiyistik HaGolus. Based on that, it makes a lot of sense why he did most of the talking in front of Paro, because he was working on the Gashmiyistik side. Let's get the Jews physically out. He's talking with Paro. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the Goel Mitzad the Ruchnius. He took us spiritually out of Mitzrayim. Two Golem to take us out of this Shnei Suge Golus. Moshe, the Ruchnius, the Ishalokim, would take us out of the Ruchnius, the emotional, spiritual slavery. And Aaron HaKohen, the one who's involved in the masses, the one who is so involved in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haz, he's going to take us out of the Gashmiyistik HaGolus. That's why we had what? We had Aaron and we had Moshe. And in the future, who are we going to have? Eliyahu Mashiach. What is Eliyahu Navi? He's Aaron HaKohen all over again. The Heshad Levomasah Bonim Levonim Levonim. He's going to bring the families together, the fathers and the children. He's going to glue, to bond together those gaps in the family ties and the filial bonds. That's Eliyahu Navi, Bebechinas Aaron, Aleph and Aleph. And then we'll have Mashiach. What is Mashiach? After Eliyahu Navi was already Mabasa the Gula, and after the wars, then Mashiach, the Mashiach, bent over the pinnacle of mankind, Odom, David, Mashiach, the Arizal, Parshas, Hazin, and the Kutei Torah. It started with Odom and went to David, and Mashiach will be the Superman. The Superman, in the sense, he will be Lamala Menateva, taking us to rebuild a Beis HaMikdash, taking us to rebuild once and for all. That is the climax of all of Chaim, of all of this world. Eliyahu Navi Bebechinas Aaron, he'll take us out of the Gashmiyistik HaGolus, and Mashiach Bebechinas Moshe will take us out of the Ruchniyistik HaGolus. That's what we need the two. I'm sure you could even add, what does that come out to? That comes out to aim. Chavez aim kol chai. What are all the geulas and the aftermath of the geulas likened to? It's the chevle leida that precedes the ultimate geula. Who knows about that? The mother knows about that. The first aim kol chai. What did she get? The whole idea of labor pains is you got to suffer and it's painful. And 9 months of carrying and throwing up and all of the chule and not feeling so great. And ice cream at 4 o'clock in the morning. And what happens? After all the labor pains, the most intense pain that a woman can feel, then it produces the greatest simcha. A child comes out into the world, a new golus, a new dimension on the heels of a golus. That's Ayyadei Aim. Ayyadei, the mother who understands that. That's Ayyadei. Osios Aaron Amosha and the Gula Harishona from the first golus. And Ayyadei Aim, the final mother companionship of Eliyahu Mitzarecha Mashiach Mitzacheni. That's Aim. Those are the individuals who are going to bring about the Gula. But adds Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap beautifully. The culmination of Dayena was what? Ilu hachnisan ulart srov lo banu as vechiv, Dayena would have been enough. But what did Hashem do? Alachas kamakamah. He gave us what? Hechnisan ulart srov uvanu lanu as beis vechivro. He gave us both. What's the idea of both? The right srov chalap. That giving us Eretz Yisrael says, I'm giving you a Gashmiyistik HaGula. And he says, that's why you can't downplay the Chashivus of Eretz Yisrael. Because people think, oh, well, Eretz Yisrael doesn't mean anything because we don't have the Sanhedrin, because it's run by a lot of secular Jews in the government, etc. He says, but it's still something. Why? Because we see that the Gula comes in two stages. This is the Gashmiyistik HaGula and a Ruchniyistik HaGula. He says, about Eretz Yisrael now, especially in his time as well, wasn't the ultimate Eretz Yisrael. But we have to understand, it comes as a two-tier type of geula. Eretz Yisrael is, but we got the land, we're back, we can move in, etc. It's not the geula, but it's at least an incipient stage of the ultimate geula. We got the Gashmiyist, we got the land, we have something now we can build. Oh, you're right, without a Beis HaMikdash, it's not the real Eretz Yisrael. And it's not the authentic, but it's something, and it's something big, and it's something to be machshiv. Once we build inside Eretz Yisrael, a Beis HaMechira, a Beis HaMikdash, a Makom HaAvoda, oh, then Eretz Yisrael is really going to take off. Eliyahu can get the ball rolling, but he's not done until we have Mashiach. Aaron can do a lot of great stuff, but it's not done until one, until Mashiach, until Moshe Rabbeinu comes down the mountain, and only then can Moshe lead us to Eretz Yisrael. That's the idea of the union of the Ruchni and the Gashmi, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Now let's ask a question that many Rishonim and Achonim are troubled by. Most of us send Hallel today, Rosh Chodesh, And if you open up Hilchos Rosh Chodesh and Aruch Chaim and Siman Tav Chav Beis and Siv Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, the Indian Hafsaka, he's talking about being Masik interrupting in the middle of Halal. And he says there are certain exemptions. And the Mishnah Berurah and all the poskim talk about when you're allowed to be mafsik. When is Shehi Abalma, even if you don't say anything, but we have Allah, you're not allowed to interrupt in the middle of Hallel. So why is it? We come to the Seder night. And what happens on Seder night? We start Hallel right on the heels of Dayenu. And we start a Hallel, and we're getting all excited, especially right after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And we start our Hallel, and we're so used to singing. Right after Gamliel and the Pesach Matzamora, we have a Lefikach, and we conclude Nemor Lefanu Shir Chanasha Haluka Halu Halu Avdei Hashem. We're starting to sing the Halu songs. We go through one capital Kufya Gimel. We go to another capital Kufya Dalet. We're in the middle of Halu. It's great. Okay, everyone, let's stop now for a break. Let's have a bracha. Let's machal lechayim. Let's make a bird pray a gefen. And now let's bring out the food. Let's get Halu. Yeah, Halu is a nice thing. You know. Okay, it's time to. We've been waiting so long. Shulchan Aruch. Now let's bring out the food. And we got the brisket. And we got the soup, and we got the fish, and we got the meat. And we got, it's amazing. How we got, who's thinking Hallel? No one's thinking Hallel. Oh, now we finally finished Shulchan Aruch another hour and a half later. And if Shulchan Aruch takes longer than your Magid, we got to start rethinking how a Seder is looking and shaping up to be. But what happens? We have the Mar, and we have the Karach, and we're eating food, and we're eating matzah, we're eating Mar. Shulchan Aruch, and then we have Tzopin, and then we have Borech, we bench. The suit is over. Anyone who wants to go to sleep, you can go to sit down in the middle of this year. But when you're done, Barech, etc., you're over and done, you're benched, send the little kids to sleep. Aye, Hallel and Yirtzah, come on, we lost most of the crowd already. Certainly in the secular world, you're benched already. If you remember the bench, that's it, you're done. You want to hop a snooze, it's already late. Somebody told me in the shul, every Friday night, they have a nap built into the suda. I have a nap, he says. I said, so-and-so, what do you do when you have overuse? He says, I let them know. I take a 15-minute nap on my couch in the middle of the suda. After we have the fish and the soup, I said, what are they? He says, I give them a choice. If they want, they can take a nap on that chair, on that couch. They can take out a sefer, they can take out a book, whatever they want to do. So, I don't know. I don't know anyone who's been to his house lately, but I don't know about you, but if I go to the couch 15 minutes on a Friday night after not sleeping the whole week, forget about it. You're waking me up for chakras the next morning. Anytime I say to my wife, you know, let me just take a little nap. She says, Eitan, you go to that couch. Forget it. You're not coming back for a nap. That's it. You got to drink some more Diet Coke. Right? Stay up a little bit. So what happens? We finally finish Shulchan Aruch, and then you get to the end. You just bench. All right. Oh, hello. Oh, yeah. Hello. Yeah, that's a pretty important thing. Let's get back. How are you, Mopsik? We just had an hour, 2 hour break. Now the Rishonim also has the kasha kiddush b'malkim suda. The whole suga not b'sachim kiddush you made already at the beginning of the meal. You didn't have the suda until later. So many different answers. Well, what do you mean? We're still making kiddush in the malkim suda. The food's still on the table. At least the Pesach matzavar is on the table. But in the end of the day, come on, from the kiddush until you finally make it, especially if you're going to have a good kavana filled magid, it might take you an hour or so until you even get to the suda. What about that shot? What are we doing being mafsik? Teretz is lachora that it obviously is not considered a hefsik. Why is it not a hefsek? Shulchan Aruch, all this. Why is it not an interruption? You know what the Lama Seder is all about? It's not just eating. It's eating. It's speaking. The Arizal and Brish Dalachar Kavonis. The reason it's called Pesach is because it's a conjugation of Pesach. The mouth does a lot of speaking, a lot of talking. Kolamar ben Lasaper to Yisrael Meizem Meshubach. And we've said this, some say, for many times. We answer the Ini Yedei he doesn't know how to open up his mouth. We answer him, At Pesach Lo. Ask the Sam Sefer in his parish on a Gosha Pesach. It should be Atal, the normal, expected gender, the masculine gender, Atal. Why is it At? Because in Lel Seder, you got to make yourself a female. We know that the average male speaks about 7,000 words a day. The average female speaks in excess of 14,000 words a day. And even though I saw that there was a myth, an article that wanted to disprove that, and said, no, it's the women speak maybe around 14 to 16,000, men between 12 and 14. I recently saw another article that says, no, men between 7 and 10, women between 14 and 20. I don't know about you, but anybody who knows women, they speak at least a little bit more than their male counterparts, certainly on the phone. Just look at the phone bills. And what happens, right, to some say from the night of Seder, make yourself a female. At Pesach Lo, because Kol Amar B'Lasapas, who is speaking, Lechemoni, the whole Gemara M'Sochem, and Tezvav, and Kuflam, and Vav, Lechem Shonim, Olav, Demam, Harbe, Pesach, Matzah, more, eat. What are we doing? We're using the mouth, but we're eating, and we're also speaking. And what is the Haggadah all about? Writes the Rashbam, and Pesachim, Kuftes, Zayin, Amar, Al, Pesach, V'Yamar, after Sheila Sabeim, we start with Avon, Mayinu, V'Gomer, Haggadah, B'Shvach, V'Hodah. And then we conclude with that. Go, what is the Haggadah? It's all about Shvach and Hodah. open up a Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, and Mitzvahs Asei Kuf Nun Zayin. You know, the Rambam defines for us this mitzvah miyuchedus of Sipur Tzitzrayim Halel HaSeder. He shetz Ivanu L'Sapir Tzitzrayim Halel Chamisha Asar, etc. from the beginning of the Laila. And V'chol Moshe Yosef Maimer V'yarech HaDvorim. That's great. And then he says, what are we doing? We're doing a lahodos lo yisala mashek amana mechasado. We're giving Hashem hodah. We're giving him thanks. Shvach and hodah. The Avodrom. We mentioned him before. Let's go back to Rav David Avodrom. You know what? We call it the Haggadah. The Alshech writes, V'gadat al levincha zoloshen arichas advarim. Kol amagra l'saper. He writes the Avodrom, and he bases it on a Targum Yerushalmi and the word that he got it to. Ushvaches. Haggadah is shvach. Haggadah is shvach and hodah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the Yisod. What do we do? Hashem gave us all the nisim, took us out of Mitzrayim. We owe him all the shvach and hodah in the world. What's the theme song that everybody knows? Dayenu. Dayenu sums up. That's why it's in the middle of Lagon Shel Pesach. We have to thank Hashem for everything piecemeal, everything that he did from taking us out of Mitzrayim until the end. All the geulas, every step, every stage of those geulas, we thank Hashem mamash for everything. It's all about shvach and hodah. Writes the Pirush HaGro, Lagon Shel Pesach, and the Vilna Gaon Halach Ma'anya. He says at the beginning of the Seder, you know what? We have four cups. So we all know Rashi and the Rashbam in the beginning of Arvi Pesachim Tzani Tzeh Sama Beis Kenegad the Dalu the Shonus of Gula Hotzeiti Yitzalti Galti Lakati. Writes the Gra, the Gemara says in the beginning of the ninth parak of Brochus at the bottom of Daf Nun Dalu Namad Beis Arbo Chayovim Lahodos. Someone who is Yotzim in Beis Asurim, someone who goes out of jail has to make Shvach and Adalti Reboshim, has to say Baruch HaSagoma. Someone who's a cholish and a shrape, someone who's yored into a midbar, and someone who's yored b'yam, and the over midbaros, if you cross over a desert, and if you go into a yam, writes the girl, all four happened to the Jewish people when they left Mitzrayim. We were locked up in jail for 210 years, it's Yitzhak Mitzrayim. We got out of bondage, Yotzing and Beis Asurim. We were all sick, down in the gutter. We were a cholish and a shrape. And Hashem took us into the yam, we went into Yamsif, and we were rescued from not drowning in the yam. That is, someone who's in the yam, and then he gets rescued. And finally, someone who crosses over a desert, we certainly did that. And Hashem took us even in the desert with the snakes and scorpions and enemies, etc. The list him, and the chayis rose, and we emerged. Writes the girl, you know why you have four cups? You need four cups of hodah, because four people are chayav from the hodos. Hotzeiti, tzadigalakdak, va'alti, v'lakachti represents that fact that we were saved from four types of golios, and that is the four. What are we doing now? Chayav from the hodos. We have to have shvach and hodah. That's what we're doing. Writes the Sam Sefer, and his Sam Sefer LaTorah, and his Rosh Sam Sefer. You know why we have a Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach is like a Korban Toda for all the miracles that we have in Mitzrayim. You know why we eat matzah? We eat matzah because it's connected to Lachmei Toda, where in the Lachmei Toda, the bread that accompanied the Korban Toda, we had Gimel Minei Matzahs. That's why the Levush, the Ramal, the Tor, and Orch HaShulchan, and so many poskim say, why do we take three matzahs? Connected the Gimel Minei Matzahs that accompanied the Lachmei Toda, Meisor, and Echad. It's a Bechinus of Korban Toda, writes the Sam Sefer. So the Gron tells us we have four cups, connected to four people who experience a Geula, and thus our Bacha Yavon Lahodos have to give out to Ribbono Shel Olam. The Avodrom tells us that Haggadah is Perush Shvach HaSav Yishvach HaNadot to Ribbono Shel Olam. The Sam Sefer says the Korban Pesach is a Korban Toda. It's a Korban Toda for the miracles of coming out of Mitzrayim, and we have three matzahs connected. The Lachmei Toda, the types of bread and matzahs that accompany the Korban Toda. You know what's going on in Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim when we have the Seder of Pesach? It is a Sudas Hodah. We're eating matzah, we're eating mar, and we're giving Hodah to the Kusha, to Suda. And writes the Yamsha Shlomo, the Marshal, and Simon Lamad Zayin, and the MSM Perk of Abakamo. Anytime you make a Suda and you gather friends and family together, and you want to be Mafarse, Manes that happened to you, that's called a Sudas Hodah. It's like a Sudas Mitzvah. You know what a little Seder is? It's one long Sudas Mitzvah. How do you celebrate a Sudas Mitzvah? You have the Gashmias. You have the food. You got to bring the steak. You got to have the barbecue. You got to have nice Gishmak of food. You put out a nice spread in the house. And then you have Halal, Shvach, and Odo, and Nishmas to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's exactly what we're doing. We start out the little Seder with what? First, we start with Kaddish, and we have Orchats. We're being Mekaddish, so we're getting ready for an unbelievable and unforgettable experience of a Sudas Hodah. And then we have what? Dayenu. And what is Dayenu? About 50 mice. Now start to break. Writes the Malbim in the Sperish HaGadah. You know why Dayenu precedes Hallel? Because in order to really be Mahalo, a Mishameach, and give thanks to Hashem, first you got to summon up those Rikshe Hodah. writes the Malbim, and you'll say that you know the Halev, the Lev, you'll put your hearts on fire because you'll go in and break off all the miracles. Oh, shouldn't have just taken us out of Mitzrayim. He gave us the plagues, and he went ahead and punished the Mitzrayim, and he gave us the miracles in the Yam, and he took us into that song, and he gave us the Beis Lechiro, and he gave us the Torah, and such a wow, this is awesome. I really owe thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm going to do what? Like Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalam, I'm going to thank him for the Gashmi Yistikir Gula, and I'm going to thank him for the Ruchni Yistikir Gula. And of course, I have to thank him for both. Why? Because the whole Lel Seder is. You're going to speak and eat mamish at the same time. Eat some matzah, gashmius, speak. Lechem shon evelo nuhari, say some haggadah. Eat some mor, say something about mor. Eat a korech, say something about korech. We're going back and forth all the time. Eat, enjoy, gashmius, speak. Shvach anodot, because that is what a Seudas Mitzvah is all about. Oh, yes, the Shiloh, what do you do about half sick? You just started Hallel. We just started Hallel. Okay, everyone, break for the meal, close Hallel. You don't want to be mafsik. Terence is not being mafsik in Hallel. Hallel of the Leil Seder is different. Right, the Mishnah Berurah. You know why you're allowed to sit Hallel? You're supposed to stand for. We know Halakha Maisa, Hallel is Chodesh, you stand for. Right, the Mishnah Berurah. All right, but Hallel of Seder is Derecheiros. We're mamish, nah, cheiros. You can't enjoy. It's not as geschmack when you're sitting down and you're leaning on your pillow to the left side. Oh, now it's a geshmak. Now it's a chesed. So what do you? Yeah. So what are you? You're not breaking for the meal. It's not a hafsaka. This is all the zelbazach. It's the same thing. You're just continuing the train of thought. You're giving halal. Now you're going to stop and have the suda sodah, and then go back to more halal. That highlights the whole thing. If we had halal and then we stopped, who says that they're connected? The very fact that we insert the suda sodah smack in the middle of breaking up a halal says it's all the zelbazach. It's the same thing. It's one big extended suda sodah of taking what the geshmak, a gashmi stick of food, mixing it into the ruchani stick experience of the Pesach. That's also doing the Pe'ochel. It's speaking, it's saying Haggadah, but it's also eating. That is what the Yinu is starting now to rile up. We just finished all ruchanias. We're at the end of Magen. We had the Kaddish and the Urchatz. Now we're getting ready for the suda. You want to understand what the suda is all about? You want to do the matzah tomorrow? And you're going to mix gashmi and ruchani? You better understand Dayinu, because Dayinu is, we thank Hashem for everything. Now I'm going to go to my Suda Sada. I'm going to plunge headfirst into my Suda Sada. I'm going to eat, but I'm going to recognize all the while that everything that I'm eating, it's only to go in and give more Shvach than a Boreal. That's why we break up the Hallel. It's all one thing. It's one continuous Suda Sada. So now what happens? We finally get to the end. We finish the Suda Borech. Now that you finish the Suda, let's go now finish up Hallel. Let's finish up Hallel, and then we get to the very end of the Haggadah. And what's the very end of the Haggadah? We get the Chag Gadol. What's going on here? Writes the Gra, what is Chag Gadol? It goes back to the Maisa of Yitzchak being Mavarech Yaakov Avinu. That all the Golus, everything comes down to what? The fact we got the Brochas, we were chosen, and all that monumental event of Yaakov stealing, we got the Brochas. But what? Esav wants to hate us, and that's anti-Semitism, he wants to kill us, and Esav wants to go ahead and eat us up, and wants to eat the Gediv, and now we got to deal with Esav, and now we're in Golus, Edom, and Golus, Romi, Vachulei. But what was the Chag Gadol? The Zelban Abba Bishrei Zusei. That's the Gedi, Yosei, Yitzchak Avinu. Had Yaakov say heavily, he told first Esav, he says, I want you to bring me Gedi. Chazal tell us one for the Kama Pesach, one for the Kama Chagiga. So what is Chag Gadol? Goes back to Yitzchak. All the Mepharshim say, Yitzchak, you're giving the holiest bracha in the history of the world to Yaakov. You're giving Yaakov Eid and the Chaloki. You're giving him Amish everything. You're giving him the brachas of Ruchnius and Gashmius. Why was Rivka so insistent? Yitzchak said, I'm not going to give Yaakov Ruchnius, but I'll give Gashmius to Esav. The whole Indian explained the Mepharshim is, Rivka understood, you can't give Gashmius to Esav, make him the Zvulun, and Yaakov the Yisachar, it'll never work. Esav is not willing to work in unison, is not willing to help out Yaakov and Iota. You got to give Yaakov the Ruchnis and the Gashmius. And the Mepharshim say, Yitzchak, you're giving him such a holy bracha, you need to eat first. And the Mepharshim say, yeah, you need to eat first, because before you could give a geshmak, a ruchni, a stick of bracha, you better have that filet mignon, medium rare, with the mushroom sauce and the mashed potatoes on the side, and you better enjoy that good geshmak meal. When you feel good and you have that geshmak meal, but gashmias, now it's going to be an altogether different ruchni, a stick experience, because you're eating that gashmias just in order to put yourself in a state of elation and exhilaration to pack more ruchnius into that koach habracha. It all comes down to Yitzchak asking for the Chag Gadol. I need two gediyim. I need one for the Pesach. That is the whole lineage of Leil HaSeder. It's what? You want to give brachas. You're giving brachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Barcheni, Yishmol B'nei, Barcheni. That's the brokers. So we have to give Shvachar Adah. And we have to give Shvachar Adah Rosh Hashanah. So how do we do it? I need my Chagariah, my Chagariah. I have a Sudas Adah. I mix my Shulchan Aruch into the middle of my Hallel. I mix the Gashmias into the Ruchanias. I mix the Eretz Yisrael with the base of Achira. I mix the Aaron and the Moshe. I mix the Eliyahu and the Mashiach. I need to unite and to merge, to fuse together the Ruchani and the Gashmi. That is Lala Seder more than any other night of the year. More mitzvahs, and what do they revolve around? I want you to eat this and enjoy this, and I want you to say this and sing this, and they all come together. It's all the most perfect Seder. Start the Ruchani and stick a Hallel. Have the Gashmi stick a food. Go back to the Ruchani and stick a Hallel. The culmination, Zilbach Zachasi, now you bring such a night to a close. Chag Yah, it's not a story. Chag Yah is, let's go back to Yitzchak. You know, if you really maximize the Seder, you know what the Yisod of the Seder is all about? It's about Yitzchak wanting to give these great brachas to Yaakov Avinu. You want to give, you want to be holy man, this amazing Madrega and Ruchnias. You have to first eat a little bit too. You got to merge the Ruchnias and the Gashmias. Asudas Odah, it's not Stama though. You could say Nishmas, you could say Hallel, but it's different when it's combined with a Suda, and it represents that I'm uniting the Gashmias and the Ruchnias. That's the end of the Seder, because the whole Geula took place, Ayidei Aaron and Moshe, took place Ayidei Geula mitzad the Ruchani and the Geula mitzad the Gashmi. That's what the Seder itself represents. That's Chagad. Yo, yes, we sing a song, not a little kid song, not a little folk song, the deep song, the groan, all the Mepharshim explain, but it all comes down to Yitzhak and the Di and giving the brachas. It's Yitzhak Avinu understood. You got to mix the Ruchani, take a brachas and Shvach and Adah. Then I want to give to Yaakov, mix it with the Gashmias. That's the Lehan Seder.